Philips lamp would be, yeah, it'd be the surgeon care to this. It is 10, 15, 20, 25. The patient is 4. Mr. Christopher Hatchcock spells H-A-T-H-C-O-C-K. Christopher spells C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Date of birth is 11-1-1972. This is a 52-year-old gentleman. Here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Mr. Hatchcock has a history of opioid use disorder. Hypertension is here for follow-up for these conditions. Some medication refill. He states that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. A physical exam is alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99%. Premier blood pressure is 134 over 88. Pulse 90, respiration 18, temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2 is tobacco use disorder. Number 3 is hypertension. Period. Next paragraph. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware doesn't support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. Urine drug screening reveals Suboxone, which he takes as part of this program. All other unauthorized substances were negative. For your next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. You will take 1 film SL BID for 30 days. Number 16, next medication, lisinopril/isoproteazide, 20/12.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, patient is advised that since next visit, we have to have lab drawn. He is last labs was well over 6 months. He says, you understand, I will come prepare fasting. Period. End of dictation.